La presenza spazio each and every day. I heard a calling that was right for me. I prayed for strength for what's ahead of me. Before me was my enemy.
Don't tread on me.
Come to take away my liberty. I'd rather die than be a slave to thee.
Don't tread.
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. I told you, folks, did I tell you? Did I ever tell you that we were changing and things were changing right along with us? I told you that we were going to have some progress this year, and it's happening right now. We made enormous progress last week. Yeah. Yeah, I know a lot of you are impatient and you want this thing fixed right away, but it didn't happen right away. And it's going to have to take time to get fixed, just like it took time to happen. The time is now ours, though, folks. The House of Representatives, in a 261-161 vote, passed H.R. 418, a bill that would basically forbid driver's licenses to illegal aliens. That's right. Can you do any better than that, folks? This is the first thing that we're going to do this year. We're going to have lots of things happen, but this is the first. This is the start. This will be a finish. This will be a finish for the people. This is the first nail in the coffin to illegal aliens. And I'll take it. I will. This bill would also finish a section of border fence in San Diego, and it would close loopholes for those seeking political asylum. Now, you know this vote's going to have to go to the Senate. That's inevitable, but we're going to have to see what happens. But it wasn't just Republicans this time, and we're hoping it won't be just Republicans in the Senate. Democrats jumped on this team. Some Democrats that we were surprised to see jumped on this team to get this thing through the House. Now, y'all know this bill has to go to the Senate. If it doesn't pass the Senate, we're going to have to start all over again. That's why we got to put pressure, but we're going to talk about that later. A lot of people didn't think it was do as good in the House as it has, but it has surprised a lot of people. You know why? We're going to talk about that later also. Now, there were some dissenters about this bill. Some governors, state legislators, motor vehicle departments, all of these have said that this bill would cause them great hardship, be burdensome and costly because they would have to require verification and background checks. This is untrue, and I'm going to tell you why. Right now, the state of California does not give driver's licenses to illegal aliens like many other states don't. 35 states do not allow it. They're not caused any hardship now. So what's the big deal? All it means the federal government will mandate that they not do it. So therefore, it's not going to cost another dime. The only states that will have to come out of their pocket are those 15 states that now give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. They will have to check. Big deal. That's not the reason they want this thing fixed, folks. I mean, they don't want it fixed. They don't want it fixed because they are pro-illegal alien. They want the cheap labor and the votes. So don't believe them when they say it's going to be costly. That is a lie. This bill will be one of the first tools in yanking the welcome mat from illegal aliens. It's a good first federal step for us, folks, and we must make sure that it does pass the Senate. Now, the usual suspects all voted the way we knew they would, with a few exceptions. And even a lot of the pro-amnesty Republicans jumped on this one and jumped right on our side. The rhinos like Flake, Cannon, and Colby, they all voted yes. You know why? Because they wanted to save their flim-flam for a later date when the amnesty was on the table. They didn't want to waste it this time. They're going to wait for amnesty, and then they're going to start voting the other way. But this time they joined us. And in a racist vote, the entire Hispanic caucus voted no. You know why? Because they knew it would harm the people that looked like them, that spoke the language like them, the same people of their race. You know, Becerra, Gutierrez, Sanchez, Linda, the other one didn't vote, Diaz, Serrano, Solis, Menendez, Gonzalez. You get the picture. You know what I'm talking about. They were almost 100% against this bill. Now, then we had the stupid black vote, the black caucus. That's right. A lot of you don't like it when I say that, but it's the truth. It's the truth. A lot of you don't like it when I talk about how stupid the black caucus is and how they support illegal aliens every chance they can, even though they know that an illegal alien wouldn't vote for them to be dog catcher. But still, they keep voting in their favor. Same old names, you know, from the black folks who were the first. They know the black folks are the first ones to suffer, and the same old names do all they can to keep us from fixing this problem. They know their people are in dire straits because of illegal immigration. They know that their people are suffering every day. They know that the jobs have been lost, the schools have been lost, the housing has been lost, but they do not care. And it's the same names: Conyers, Jackson Lee, Jesse Jackson Jr., Meeks, Rangel, McKinney, McDonald, and the ringleaders, Maxine Waters and my alleged Congresswoman Diane Watson. Ugh. Unbelievable. Then there's the hopeless liberals like Pelosi, Howard Berman, I mean Berman, Brad Sherman and the rest, all of these people who vote no on everything we try to do because they want to tear up this country. They want illegal immigration here to stand the way it is, and they don't want it fixed. This was pretty much what we expected, but it passed. And it passed big. That's the main thing. It passed very big. And all the talk about stopping terrorism and all the talk about making Americans safe, that is a concern, folks. It is a very big concern. But the real concern on this vote was the fact that 80% of American people do not want their country taken over by illegal aliens for a number of reasons. They don't want their schools flooded. They don't want their wages depressed, and they do not want to live in the third world. They have made this perfectly clear to their representatives, and they continue to call these representatives over and over and over to tell them how they feel. And the representatives are finally starting to, guess what? Represent. They are listening to the constituents and doing the will. And we will continue to put pressure on these people, and that is why we must call the Senate to make sure that they understand how we feel. That number, and I'm going to give it out again, that number is 877-762-8762. There is no reason to not call your senator. In California, we have two of them that suck. But we're going to call them anyway and let them know how we feel. 877-762-8762. We must put pressure on these senators, folks, as we did the House of Representatives. We must let them know. And you must call your person and ask them, did you vote yes? And if they did, you praise them. And if they voted no, you let them have it. But no matter what happens, they must hear from you. We are finally making a difference. We must keep up the pressure. No matter what, we must let them know. I know I will. This is a Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Hon, have you figured out the bills yet?
Things have been hard since the baby.
I've been looking for a job. It's just been so difficult with the job market. By the way, I don't think we're going to be able to afford the gym with the rent increase.
I'm heartbroken.
Hey, it bothers me that we can't afford the gym, a house, and a decent neighborhood. I think we should move.
What?
If we moved to Arizona, specifically Phoenix, I hear we could afford a house there.
Whatever, but where the post-pregnancy craziness?
Actually, that's true. Phoenix is one of the fastest-growing cities. Prices for homes are still affordable, and the job market is excellent. My name is Willa Key, and I am the designated broker of Premier Properties and have had many years of experience in all areas of residential real estate. I would be so happy to assist you with finding your dream home. Contact me at 602-863-3050 or email at wilyaby2@aol.com.
We'll call 602-863-3050, and so should you.
Hi, I'm Roy Burns, and I'm president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. With all the politics surrounding ballot measures claiming to help law enforcement, sometimes we can forget the very real daily acts of heroism by our deputy sheriffs. Almost 2 years ago, Deputy Armand Arevalo was on patrol in Linwood when he observed a suspicious man who turned out to be carrying a .357 Magnum. Rather than submit to a search, the suspect took his own girlfriend hostage and fled on foot. Deputies Hilgendorf, North, and Welch arrived to assist and found the suspect had climbed onto a roof in a residential neighborhood and had opened fire on the deputies and a sheriff's department helicopter. The deputies held their ground, returned fire, and mortally wounded the suspect, who, as it turns out, was a convicted felon on parole. Thanks to the swift and courageous action of these brave and selfless deputies, hardworking families were protected and lives were saved. We owe these deputies a debt of gratitude for a dangerous job well done. I'm Roy Burns. Thanks for listening.
Folks, you know when it's time to refinance your home, the first thing they're going to tell you is you need what? An appraisal. And you're going to say, where do I get one? I'm going to tell you. Our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals, give them a call at 818-223-9498. These folks are fast, friendly, and professional. And guess what? They have helped us stay on the air by sponsoring our show, so you should be sponsoring them with your business. If you do, they will get you the best appraisal that you can get, and that means more money in your pocket. Give our good friends at American Real Estate Appraisals a call. The phone number is 1-818-223-9498. That's 818-223-9498. All you out there, they have have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's TerryAndersonShow.com. They can also hear us live on CRN. That's a cable radio network. That's right, radio on your TV. Let me welcome all the good folks tonight at WSRO AM 650 AM Boston, Massachusetts. KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. And KLO 1430 AM Salt Lake City. That's just a few of our live stations, folks. I don't have time to read them all. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight we have somebody you would never suspect, folks. Let's talk about websites. One of the favorite websites of conservatives is FreeRepublic.com. It's a place where free-thinking people can go and have a spirited debate as well as be informed of news around the country. The problem is FreeRepublic.com is a little less free than it used to be. If you go to FreeRepublic.com and you criticize President Bush or criticize his guest worker amnesty plan, you will be systematically removed from the forum. That's right. The website owner Jim Robinson and his moderators have become have begun a full-scale purging of any Bush dissidents. How do you have a good debate, Mr. Robinson, when one side of the debate is no longer present? And, folks, the thing about it is there's no announcement as to why the people are gone or why they've been taken away or a reason why. They just disappear. And they leave the whole forum there for the 20% of Americans who agree with our lawless president. The 80% who disagree with him are not there. They don't have a voice anymore. And this is supposed to be free, quote, unquote, Republic.com. Unbelievable. Yeah, it's free as long as you agree with the president's caca de toro. Any person, president, or website that promotes amnesties or promotes persons who promote amnesties is a lawless person and a lawless website. And if you people continue to go there, then it's on you. Me, I'm through. I am through, through, through. And tonight, FreeRepublic.com, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Let's get right to our guest now, folks. Very few people that call this show or guests on the show do I have a lot of praise for. You know me, I save it for those who really deserve it. Here's a guy, and I say this literally, that I would share a foxhole with anytime. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Joe McCutcheon. Joe, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, if you were near me, I'd give you a hug in the neck.
And I'd take it, buddy.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Boy, it's good to hear from you. And I want to get right to you. We don't have a lot of time. This show goes so fast. And, Joe, I want to thank you for staying up and getting on the show. Joe is talking to us tonight, folks, from Fort Smith, Arkansas. Right now, in the state of Arkansas, they have got a similar measure to our 187, to Arizona's Prop 200, in the works. And that is good news, not only for the folks of Arkansas, but for the rest of the country. Joe, tell us about it.
Well, Terry, briefly, we took the bill of Prop 200, Arizona's, and had it cloned so it'd meet Arkansas constitutional standards. And I use that word constitutional loosely. I got a state senator, Jim Holt, to introduce it. And immediately after we had a little press conference, we were besieged with all sorts of hateful remarks from the governor, the editor of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, who is a Pulitzer Prize winner, calling us racist, unchristian, demagogues, et cetera, et cetera. And we're working our way through that. I've been responding to mail to the...
Yeah, that stuff just rolls right off, Joe.
Wall Street Journal and everybody else today. But we're staying with it. We're not going to be deterred by these hateful remarks. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
I read
getting a sucker punch right in the gut.
Oh, yeah, I know. And, we're way past it out here. It means nothing to me when I hear it. I laugh now. I usually call them a racist before they can call me one. But I read some of that stuff that your Governor Huckleberry or whatever his name wrote. I mean, that is just outrageous, some of the things he said.
Yes. Well, we're going to pursue on with it. And I'm hoping to get to testify in the committee that deals with this and get it out of committee into the whole legislative body where there can be a vote so we can determine who the patriots are and who the traitors are.
There you go. Show them up for what they are. Absolutely, Joe. Show them up for what they are. Let me ask you this. How do the people on the street, what are they saying about it?
Well, I've been, since this barrage of hurtful remarks and racial slurs have come out, I have talked on a number of radio shows throughout the state. And in Little Rock, which is the most populous center of the state of Arkansas, I was on for 2 hours a couple of weeks ago. And out of that 2 hours, and it was an open mic for questions, just like your show, not one disagreeable remark in any category. I would say that fully 80% of the people in Arkansas want secure borders, want deportations, and do not want to subsidize further any more of the illegal alien criminals.
Joe, that basically reflects the rest of the United States.
I think so.
Yes, sir.
Does your audience know specifically what our version of Prop 200 stands for?
Most of our audience does, but give it to us real brief.
Well, two things. Number one, you got to be an American citizen to vote. Number two, there will be no more taxpayer money sent to illegal aliens other than those benefits mandated by the federal government.
That's pretty basic, Joe.
The governor has betrayed the citizens of Arkansas by wanting to give in-state tuitions, scholarships, prenatal care, birthing rights, and the litany goes on, yet he will tell you, as he has in the past, that illegal alien population does not cost the Arkansas citizenry one dime.
He is a liar.
Yes, he is.
He is a liar.
I'm going to say so.
As is the president of the United States a liar when he says they take jobs Americans won't do. He's a liar.
Exactly. And there's no use soft-pedaling.
No, no.
We just call an ace, a spade, a spade.
Joe, we don't have time for that soft-pedaling anymore. We did 10 years ago, but that time's gone now. We don't have time for it anymore.
Terry, you're so right. And these people have got to wake up. If they don't soon, they don't deserve this country. They're going to sit back and let just a few people try to defend our integrity and what the Constitution demands. But and more importantly, our rule of law is just, we have selective justice now, and the rule of law is just going down the tubes, and it's very depressing.
Joe, we have become a lawless society.
Yes, sir.
And I have asked this question many times. I've asked it of the LAPD, LA sheriffs, the LA district attorney. I've asked it of our former governor. I asked it in the House of Representatives when I testified there at the House subcommittee. What laws, as an American citizen, can I break and get away with? Please give me a list so I can say it on the radio and tell other Americans what laws we as Americans are allowed to break. We're not allowed to break any, Joe, and these people can come here and break all of our laws with no consequences, and that angers me.
Well, man,
that angers me. Don't get me started. Don't get me started, buddy. So, Joe, let me say, when is this thing going? I mean, is it going to go for a vote this year?
Well,
or?
I tell you, as far as I know, the date for the hearing before the committee that gives it a due pass or kill it in the committee, it's probably going to be in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And in the meantime, my son and I are preparing a little ad to ask the governor very pointed questions, which I'm sure he will not address. And then, as I say, I'm going to challenge him to call me a racist and that I belong to racist organizations to my face.
Good for
I'm
you.
Not sure, Terry, how I'm going to react.
Be nice. Behave. Don't let them get you.
Okay.
You know what, Joe? Here's what you tell him. You tell him this is about the rule of law. And since when did a governor of a sovereign state like Arkansas become lawless? Because if he is advocating for these people, he is a lawless man. No governor wants to be called that. He's got to be reelected. And I'm going to tell you something. Nobody wants to have that go on their legacy.
Well, I just listened to him on C-SPAN tonight. It was a canned presentation that was produced, oh, I guess, several weeks ago. This man, Mike Huckabee from Arkansas, is running for the presidency in 4 years.
Is he really?
The state of Arkansas, and it's just an absolute hoax that he's even being considered. This was on Brian Lamb's show. And it's just really a pathetic situation.
It really is. It really is. Well, you know what, Joe? We're proud of you guys. We really are. And I'm not just saying that. We're proud of what they did in Arizona. We're proud of ourselves. We got 187 passed, 11 years ago.
Yes.
And we're going to do it again. Every state that undertakes this is doing nothing less than saving their country. And we are proud of what you. I want to stay in touch with you. And I want to know what's going on. I want to, you know, I can read a lot of stuff on the Internet, but it's nothing like talking to you. And I want to tell you something. If you guys get this passed, this is going to be a landslide through the country. It's just going to be like dominoes. Every state's going to say, well, two did it. We can do it, too. Let's keep it going. I'm hearing about people in Georgia. I'm hearing about people in the state of Oregon, the state of Nevada now who are talking about it. I believe Alabama or Mississippi, one of them,
is
talking about it. And this thing is just going to spread like wildfire.
Terry, I'm going to tell this committee that they're at a defining moment in our history. And I'm going to tell you, it's opinion only, but I think that we're in the most severe crisis we've been in since World War II. And they can either stand up and defend their constituency, uphold the rule of law, and vote this thing in, or they can go to the multicultural like Tyson's and Walmart's, or succumb to some other payoff somewhere. So the choice is theirs, and it's going to be interesting to see.
All right, Joe. I want to thank you for coming on, buddy. We really do. My best to your beautiful wife. And
thank you so much, Terry, and my best to you. My thoughts are with you a lot through the week.
Well,
you're doing a terrific job, and I admire you for everything you're doing, and keep up the good work.
Joe, I appreciate that. I'm just trying. I'm just trying to do my little piece of this war and see if we can get something done. It's hard to stay on the air. It's hard to do this every week. You know,
nobody does it better than you, Terry.
Well, I appreciate that, and you're doing a good job down there. I applaud everybody in America that's not just sitting there watching the ball game, if you know what I mean. You take care, buddy. We're going to stay in touch.
Good night.
All right, Joe. Take care. What a guy. Great, great guy. Here's a guy that's fighting for his country down in Arkansas. I'm going to say this now. Joe's gone. He can't hear me. He's a fairly wealthy guy. He doesn't need to do this. Joe has made his money. He's been a great guy in business. He doesn't need this. But guess what? He's out here doing it anyway. He's not some poor guy that's got to deal with illegal aliens every day. He sees what's happening to his country. And that's an American. You know what I mean? That's the kind of guy who you look up to. I have been present at some of the things he has tried to do. He got us all together a couple of years ago in St. Louis and tried to get something going. He's just a fabulous guy, and that's all I can say about him. And it's not just him, folks. There's people all over this country doing the very same thing. I applaud each and every one of them. Now, what I'm going to do tonight, folks, we're going to get to the phones in a few minutes, but before we do that, I want to remind you that we need to get those petitions in. That is the most important thing we can do right now, because those petitions for Save Our License need to be mailed in as soon as possible. A lot of people I've been talking to have had some very good results at bowling alleys. My buddy Mike Holloman, who goes to the mall, he's known very well at these different malls through the city. He goes there and gets a lot of signatures because of certain things he does there. Everybody out here has their own way of doing things. Let's get these petitions in, folks. Let's get them signed. Let's get them mailed so this thing can go down the way it should. That's what we need to do. If we don't, we're going to get stuck like people have been stuck in the past with different things they don't want. We're going to get stuck with a driver's license. We're going to get stuck with in-state tuition. We can fix all these things if we fall in line with the initiative process. Let's get the signatures in. The other thing that can happen, folks, I keep playing these same clips because I want to hammer away at them. I want you to hear what Senor Navarro has to say about our country and about voting and about other things. I want you to know that these people are here to take you over. They are the first people ever in the history of the United States that have talked about conquering us. And that's why I play these clips over and over and over. This is Senor Navarro. Listen to what he thinks and what he has to say.
These are the critical years for us as a Latino community. We're in the state of transition. And that transformation is called the drowning of America. Latinos are now becoming the majority. Because I know the time and history is on the side of the Chicano Latino community. It is changing in the future and in the present the balance of power of this nation. It's a game of power. Who controls it? You are like the generals that command armies. We're in a state of war. This Proposition 187 is a declaration of war against the Latino Chicano community of this country. They know the demographics. They know that history and time is on our side as one community, as one people, as one nation within a nation, as a community that we are, the Chicano Latino community of this nation. What this means is a transfer of power. It means control.
You're listening to the...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over a million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
All right, folks, we're going to go right to the phones. But before we do, I hope that my buddy Zony, a.k.a. Julio, is listening tonight. Zony, if you're listening, I have a newfound respect for you. A lot of folks call me and say or email me, yeah, you shouldn't let that guy on. All he wants to talk about is illegals from Canada. Zony's got his agenda, and that's his deal. I don't care. I saw this gentleman, folks. He was at the supervisors meeting, the board of supervisors meeting the other day. And he stood up and stood tall and talked against the matricular consular card and talked about matricular cards all around the country because, we, as we know, Italy has one now, Poland has one, Guatemala has one. And he talked against this. As a Hispanic man, he stood up and talked against this and said it was bad for the country. And I was very surprised to see him say the things he did. Not that I've ever been against him because he's always been a perfect gentleman on this show, but I really applaud him for what he said. He said it like an American. And I applaud him for being a good American. He's an American immigrant. He came from another country, I believe. It's Venezuela, Argentina, one or the other. I don't remember, but he did tell me once. But here's a guy that came here, and he's fighting against the matricular card. And I'm going to tell you something. I bet he catches hell for that. But he did say it, and I applaud you. Zoni, I applaud you, buddy. And if you can get through and get an open line, give me a call. I'd love to talk to you about tonight, but my hat is off to you for that. All right, let us go to the lines now. Let's go to line four. Let's go to Joe Turner. What do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
What's up, buddy?
Thanks for having me on the air.
Oh, my pleasure.
Just wanted to take a moment to thank you for coming out to our last rally in Redondo Beach. We appreciate your support.
And, absolutely.
Just want to take an opportunity to communicate with your listeners that we're having another rally out in Redondo Beach this Saturday, the 19th. And it's basically going to be from 10 to 1 at the Redondo Beach Civic Center. And we're also going to be collecting Save Our License signatures and petitions, since this will essentially be literally the last day for people to drop that off. Barbara Coe's people over at California Coalition for Immigration Reform are going to be handling that aspect of the rally. But basically, I just want to urge your listeners to come out. You know, if we need people to support us.
What time is it, Joe?
10 to 1 at the Civic Center. And it's an all-day thing, too, by the way, because we're going to be rallying at a day labor site.
That's Pacific Coast Highway and...
And Diamond Street.
Diamond Street, right.
Yeah. And, you know, funny story I want to share with you real quick, if you don't mind, is we had one of our activists at the Redondo Beach rally on the 15th of January. They had to endure an Anti-Defamation League hate seminars lecture at one of their work. And it was after this rally. And it was pretty funny because one of the representatives from the ADL tried to spin our organization and myself as a extremist hate group or something like that. It was a hate crime seminar. And I found that pretty fascinating, considering we've had two very peaceful and two very successful rallies, and yet we're extremist hate groups all of a sudden.
You know who the hate groups are? The people that call you a racist. That's the hate groups. They talk about tolerance, Joe, and these people are the most intolerant people there. If you're not a liberal like them or you don't have the same skin color as them, they're intolerant of you.
So
that's the hate groups. These racist organizations like LULAC and MALDEF and stupid organizations like the ACLU, you know, and the Southern Poverty Law Center. These are the enemies of America.
Yes, they are. And, you know, you mentioned the Free Republic, and then I'll let you hop because your most horriblest clown of the week was Free Republic. And I'm actually a band member of Free Republic because they just didn't like my position on illegal immigration.
You should wear that as a badge of honor.
I do, sir. And just want to let your listeners know they can learn more about the rally at saveourstate.org. And we also have our own message board for them to take part in. And I think the point I really want to communicate to your listeners, and I'll let you go, is, you know, we're a different type of organization. We're out there really on the front lines, and a lot of people talk the talk, and we're out there walking the walk.
That's it.
And
makes a difference.
We need your listeners out there who are angry to step up and support us.
Well, folks, if you're worried about any problems, it's very safe. The police were right there. It's right next to the police station.
Oh, free parking.
Right, free parking. You don't have to walk far. You walk about 50 yards, and you're there.
Yeah.
And it's very safe, a very safe area, and there's not going to be any problems like we had at the federal building a few years ago. So this is a good one to go to. And plus, it's a nice place. You can get you some lunch somewhere. Go to the pier when it's all over with, and have your service of seafood or something, you know?
And I would be remiss if I didn't reiterate one more time. This will be literally the
last chance
to turn in and sign the petitions.
This
and we're going to be there from 10 to 1. So please come out. And if you can't stay for the rally, just drop off a petition or sign it.
All right, Joe. We'll try to see you out there Saturday, buddy.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. Speaking of Barbara Coe. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Ter.
What's up?
Just like Joe said, CCIR people are going to be out there at his rally. And people can either sign petitions, or those who want to drop off petitions, we will be out there to collect them and hand carry them into the SOL offices so that they can be counted before the 21st of February. 22nd of February is turn-in date. And we'll be picking them up, taking signatures, whatever you want, and we will hand carry them so that they will be counted. We're in the home stretch, care. We're working like tigers. We're covering all gun shows. We're covering swap meets. We're covering retailers, areas, the whole bit.
This is the stretch run, folks.
Attend that rally, and if you can't attend the rally, give us a call at 877-NO-ILLEGALS if you want to know how you can get your petitions to us. And also, please know that if you can't attend the rally, attend our meeting on February 23rd at 7:30 p.m. at the Garden Grove Women's Center at 9501 Chapman Avenue at Gilbert in Garden Grove. If you haven't had a chance to meet this incredible young activist, dedicated, courageous activist, Joe Turner, he will be our keynote speaker on that night, okay?
All right, kid. Thanks for the update.
Thank you.
All right, Barbara, you take care.
Love you, darling. God bless.
You take care. You hear that, folks? You guys, I want you guys to keep mailing them in. Mail them in right up to the end. If you've got them and you can't get out, can't get somebody to pick them up, put them in the mail. Send them off. You know what? The mail service is pretty good nowadays. Wherever it's going, it's going to get there in a day. So send it. Put it in the mail and get it off. Let's go to Ruben, calling from Van Nuys. Ruben, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Good to talk to you.
Likewise, buddy.
Two things. I collected some signatures this weekend, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out to San Dimas because I got a couple of friends out there that will sign, and I'm going to personally deliver the batch that I have.
Great.
Not much, but I'm going to make the trip.
Good for you.
Just want to make sure I get them into somebody's hands.
Good for you, Ruben. That's a good idea. And, you know, everybody out there, turn them in. You know, what happens if you got 100 there and you find out we were 100 short? You know what I mean? Get them in. Get them in.
Also, another thing about the matricula. One signature I got this week was from an old neighbor of mine that I known since I was a kid. Anyway, she and I are on the same page, or she's on the same page with us about this illegal immigration. She did not know about the matricula card, so I gave her on me a copy of New American that features, it's about a year old now, the issue, but features the matricula consular card, and you should have seen the look on her face.
Oh, that was
her jaw dropped like
that was
she had
a great
no
issue,
idea
Ruben.
About this card.
That was a great issue. I remember that one. It was very good.
Well, for a year now, I've been ordering them in bulk, and on a regular basis, if I can find someone that's minimally interested, I give them it free, you know?
Good. All right, Ruben.
I just want to share that.
Keep up the good work, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. You keep up the good work, too.
All right.
Okay?
Take care.
Bye.
Let's go to Debbie calling from Burbank. Debbie, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Hey, listen, I go to my monthly meeting at the Burbank Club,
right.
Republican Club, and this woman was talking about the kind of candidates who are not, I guess, not speaking enough for the state of California, and when she came across saying, well, we don't have someone who speaks up quite enough for us, I said, you know what I spoke of? I said, how about Senator McClintock? And she goes, oh, well, Senator McClintock is great, and I believe everything he believes in, but it's just his personality. He said, well, I don't know what you guys are thinking of. I don't know what you guys, but at least he speaks up for us.
Well,
and she's like making his excuses, like his personality.
Oh, I don't care what kind of personality he's got, Debbie.
Terry, tell me, am I the only one who thinks? I think he stands on a firm ground.
I
think Senator McClintock is wonderful.
Debbie, we had him on this show once. I like Tom. He's a good guy. My only beef with him was he didn't bring up illegal immigration enough, but he knew how he wanted to run his campaign. He ran it. I think he would have been good in the office that he was running for. He's running for senator. He's running for governor. And
he
would have been great, and I like the guy. For the record, I do like him. I think he's a principled guy. He's a true conservative, and I like him. So, you know, his personality, I don't care what kind of personality he's got. He talks the talk, and that's all that matters. Debbie, I got to go. I want to thank you for the call. You call me again. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Steve calling from New York City. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Okay, hi, Terry.
How you doing, buddy?
And you're talking to the guy who called Rush Limbaugh in the year 2000 and told Limbaugh, look, you got two choices for president. You can vote Buchanan or you can kiss the country goodbye. The country voted to kiss the country goodbye,
unfortunately. Yeah, they did. You're right, buddy.
And look, what's going on in New York City, I mean, we know this is one of the major areas that are being invaded besides the whole country. I mean, I'm in New York City. If I brought you around New York City, you'd think you were in North Carolina. Everywhere I go, red lights on the highway, North Carolina plates all over the place. Hey, guys down in North Carolina, don't you a bunch of conservatives down there? They're giving out the free licenses and the plates.
Right.
And they're coming up to New York City, and they all illegal aliens, and they have the North Carolina plates. That is a disgrace. and they're doing this purposely.
Steve, an illegal can't get a driver's license in Georgia. You know what they do? They drive right next door, North Carolina, get the license, come back home to Georgia. Then they take that North Carolina license and trade it in for a Georgia license.
Exactly.
This is the game, and they're winning at it. They're winning at it. It is ridiculous that they are allowed to do this. Do you think I want somebody boarding a plane that I'm getting ready to fly on who's got a flim-flam license from somewhere he shouldn't have? No, hell no.
Absolutely not, and they're doing this purposely so these invaders can freely go all around the country. As soon as they got that license plate and that license, driver's license, they can go anywhere in the country they want. They have ID. That's an outrage. But, folks, we're not holding these people's feet to the fire. This past presidential election, I didn't vote. I didn't vote for Curious Jorge, and I didn't vote for Herman Munster. You know why? Because neither one of these guys represent me. And I tell these people, I live in New York City, I laugh at the liberals. I say, every time you call Curious Jorge a conservative, a right-wing conservative, you're sewing up the South for him. He wins all the southern states
by
saying that.
And that is a mistake.
He is not a conservative. George Bush's grandmother is one of the founders of Planned Parenthood. You can look it up. Okay? These people are not conservatives. They're pretending. Reagan's people are the first people
Steve,
to catch
Steve,
on
what you're doing right now, you're going to give me emails. When I get home now, there's going to be emails.
Good.
Thank you. From these Bushites who are telling me, oh, he's a fine man. He's got great principles. He is a lawless individual. He is a lawless president. This guy is about as conservative as my dog Fido.
Right. Now, the Bush family is a very liberal family.
Absolutely.
Let's not kid ourselves. And, you know, all these people who are behind him with the, I'm talking about the Iraqi war now, that's only because there's no draft. If they knew their little Johnny was going down to Baghdad to get blown up, you damn well, they'd be around that White House 24 hours a day,
right,
7 days a week, protesting to get out of Iraq. This is an outrage, and anybody out there listening who doesn't do anything, let me tell you something. I've thought about not saying this, but if you don't do anything about this, you're spitting on the graves of those American boys who died for this country. They got nothing out of the deal.
Steve,
they
didn't
have
die.
Nothing. There's no birthday parties, no Christmases for them anymore.
Steve, they didn't die. They didn't die for this America.
That's right.
They died for the America that's slipping away. That's what they died for. And anybody that doesn't respect that doesn't deserve to live here. Steve, I got to go. I got a full board. Thanks for calling. Call me again, buddy.
Sure.
All right, you take care. Boy, there you go. New Yorker, forget about it. Here's a guy that calls up and tells it like it is. Let's go to William calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. William, what do you hear? What do you say?
Here, you're hitting on all my issues tonight, brother. Welcome to North Carolina. We're sorry about those license tags up in New York.
I bet.
We're trying to fix that right now.
There's your apology, Steve.
Look, let me tell you, we don't have a public initiative like they do in California and other states, but there's been some great strides forward in just the last few months. There's some legislation over at the legislature to try and tighten this thing down. When the story finally blew out through the biased media in this state, well, the biased print media in this state, we found out that busloads of illegals are being chartered from Florida to come to North Carolina to get their licenses.
I'm thinking about coming in and get me a license. I mean, you guys make it look so inviting. You know what I mean?
Well,
unbelievable. And, William, I'm not blaming you. You know, that's tongue-in-cheek. But you know what? That's what's going on. My buddy in Georgia told me the very same thing, that everybody's going to North Carolina to get their license. I would think that the legislature there would not be one made into a punk the way they are. I mean, that's what's going on. They are being punked by the rest of the country, and they don't seem to mind.
Part of the problem people might need to understand here. Now, first of all, you know, I'm with Alipac, and we have been taking point on this license issue with Senator Fern Schubert and several other people that have tried their damnedest to get this out to the public, because still at this point, we don't even think half of North Carolinians know that we're giving out those licenses.
That's usually the problem, William. That's usually the problem. People don't know.
Well, the Democrats have controlled North Carolina since Reconstruction, and the big newspapers are sort of, you know,
right,
close to being in their pocket.
Don't put too much faith in the Republicans either, though. The Republicans are just as bad on this issue, just
well, that's
as
true.
Bad.
That's true.
And you know why they're worse, William? Because I expect more from them. That's why. I expect more from a Republican. I lean that way, and I respect more from a Republican than I do. I respect nothing from a Democrat. But when a Republican sells us out, I know we're in trouble. I got to go, buddy. Sorry, I wish
I
could.
Well, hey, I wrote the article about Free Republic, shot heard around the neck.
Well, I got the information off of your website, so I hope you enjoyed what I had to say. I truly feel that way about it, and it is a travesty what they're doing. They call themselves free. They're everything but free.
Hey, but look, we're winning that battle.
Good for you.
We're winning that
Stay
battle.
Stay with it, buddy, and keep listening. We appreciate you calling. Call me again.
Will do.
Take care. All right, let's go to Hal calling from San Fernando. Hal, can't get Hal. Let's go to Billy. Billy, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Okay, I got something real fast to say. You know, that Prop 200 here in Arizona got signed, sealed, and delivered. We got the blessings from Washington, D.C. And the very next day, our Attorney General here, Terry Goddard, who's a Democrat,
refused to enforce it.
The newspaper, Proposition 200 don't count in the next election. Now, do you believe that, Terry?
I believe anything I hear, but you know what? It's gonna have to go in for the election after this. So we may just have to bite this one. There's nothing you can do about it in March, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But it shows who he is, and you guys should come down on this guy with everything you've got.
Oh, we're gonna, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, Billy, thanks for the call.
All right.
All right,
bye.
You take care. All right, let's go to Hal now. Hal calling from the San Fernando Valley. Hal, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry?
What's up, buddy?
Thanks for getting me on here. Walter Moore, the guy who's been blackmailed from all the debates by the City Hall machine.
The only one who talks about illegal immigration.
Yeah,
I know the guy.
Right. And I've been following all of his debates. And, in fact, I've got a website I put on called Mayor Knows. The Mayor Knows not for him. The Knows for the other guys. I'm trying to help him out. And I've done a few things already. I've got a sign around the city on one of these portable signs, and we're getting a lot of hits on the website. But the next three weekends, I want to pass out 5,000 flyers in the San Fernando Valley, and I'm hoping some of these people who listen to your show in the Los Angeles area, or they don't have to be in the L.A. area. They can be anywhere as long as they can get here. They got a car and they can get here. We'll be meeting, and I'd like you to get the word out to them. They're hearing me right now, and I want to give you a phone number they can get me, and also
sure.
Go to the website.
What's the number, Hal?
818-989-2201.
One more time.
818-989-2201.
And what's that website?
MayorKnows.com.
Now, folks, this is for the guy running for mayor. This is Walter Moore. He's a good guy. I don't endorse anybody, but this guy's a good guy. He's the only one who talks about illegal immigration, and they have just kept him out of all the debates. Now, he's going to be in one this week, I believe. I did not.
KABC, get your listeners to tune in to the Doug McIntyre show from 7 to 8 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah, 7 to 8 o'clock Tuesday, Doug McIntyre, KABC. He can give you the information.
Now, he has been in some debates, but all the televised debates, the ones that get out to the public, he's been blackballed off of.
All right, Hal, I got to go, buddy.
Okay.
I hope they call you and give you a hand with that.
All right, thanks.
All right, let's go to my buddy Carlos now, calling from Carson, California. Carlos, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say, buddy?
Well, Terry, good talking to you. But, you know, last night I was watching Spanish television. And, of course, you know that El Salvador signed the Central America Free Trade Agreements recently, and they're on their way to getting that approved. And last night I was hearing the president of El Salvador, Mr. Saca, already implementing the bylaws of the treaty. He said he was already talking to the governments of Guatemala and Honduras to start opening up their borders, allow the free transit of citizens all through Central America. Now, you understand that that's part and parcel of the Free Trade of Americas that we're going to be voting on later on this year.
That's right.
So if you see that they're already advocating open borders.
They know something we don't know, Carlos.
What's it?
They know something we don't know.
Well, they're already advocating open borders.
There you go.
This
is
follow suit with the Free Trade of Americas. Anybody that disbelieves they're actually going to push for open borders.
This is your new world order, folks, and they mean to make this happen. And they're going to make it happen if you don't do something to stop it right now. I agree, Carlos. You're right. And let me tell you something else. You hear we play those spots now for the FTA against the FTAA. And this is important stuff now, folks. And I stick with illegal immigration, but that's all part of it. Because if the FTAA comes in, illegal immigration will mean nothing. All borders will be open. So this is
exactly.
Real important stuff now.
Carlos, I'm
right,
sorry.
Don't be fooled by this economic integration.
No,
all these benevolent terms. What they mean is world government.
That's
abroad.
Right.
That's
right.
That's what it's about.
One area here and one area in Europe, one area in Africa. That's what they want, and they want it all tied together. Carlos, thanks for the call, buddy. It's always good to hear from you.
Good evening.
Take care. All right, let's go to Pete calling from Tarzana. Pete, you got about 30 seconds.
Hey, Terry. Just for all the people that are not real concerned about illegal immigration, I figure if you tell them what the impact is, the financial impact of their wallets, maybe that'll kind of light a fire under their butts. And I'm getting this right off the Team America website. It says Mexican nationals spent $10.5 billion in remittances to Mexico in 2002.
Wow.
And the net cost of immigration is $70 billion a year for the United States.
That's something that people will understand, Pete.
Yeah, the
money.
1986 amnesty program cost $78 billion to American citizens in services and benefits, and that boils down to about $26,000 per legalized immigrant. And the medical care for illegal aliens is about $3.7 billion in Medicare and Medicaid funds.
That's a lot of money, Pete. I got to go, buddy. We're at the end of the show. I want to get on one more. Thanks
right.
for the call. Call me again.
All right.
Thank you, sir. All right, let's go to Joe. One last call. Joe calling from Pasadena. Joe, you got about 15 seconds, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah, it's more like $420 billion a year lost towards lost revenue that's
right.
paid underneath the table that we don't realize in the country from illegal labor. But anyway, let me just lay this on you. 65.5 million taxpayers and consumers don't exist in this country because of 32 years of abortion. Now, that is a lot of taxes. That's a big hole that has to be filled by somebody, and it's going to be filled by Mexican illegal and legal workers that are coming to this country to fill the hole that 65...
You know, Joe, I was at a conference last week, and they talked about in fact, I was one of the folks, I mentioned it also, and they told us back in the 70s to stop having kids. We have to have 1.2 kids or 1.5 kids. We can't have any more children. Well, guess what? We did that. A lot of people had abortions. A lot of people used birth control. We stopped having kids. Now they're telling us, guess what? We don't have enough people.
Right.
Now we got to fill it with illegal aliens. And
right.
that is just ridiculous. We did what they said, and it turned out it was wrong. Joe, I got to go. We're at the end of the show. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Bye.
Call me again. All right, Jimmy, sorry I can't get you on the rest. Call me next week. I'm sorry. Jimmy says SOL needs 100,000 more signatures. If that's true, we can do this, folks. We can get that on. We can get that done by the deadline. Get those signatures in, please. It is so, so, so important. I want everybody to stick around for Sunday Night Folk with Jimmy Kay. I want to remind you to read This Week with the Swings. You can go to our website and check it out. Right there on the left-hand side is a column written especially for the Terry Anderson Show. I want to thank Mel, my good buddy, for doing the phones tonight. I also want to thank Mike Reed, engineer par excellence. And I want to remind everybody that we do need your help to stay on the air, folks. Please send your donations for the Terry Anderson Show calendar to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We need your help, folks. Without you, we cannot continue to do this work that we try to do here on the show. I want to remind everybody about those three websites that we talk about every week. Don't forget the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order three or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite Tweet 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays. Tweet 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.